From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. What makes leaves change colors so dramatically in the fall? Three things: leaf pigments, the weather, and the length of the day is called the photoperiod. To protect themselves from freezing, broadleaf trees in temperate areas must harvest the sugar from their leaves for the winter. This starts when shorter days signal trees to slow the production of chlorophyll. As photosynthesis uses up the remaining green chlorophyll, yellow pigments that are always present in the leaves show through. Mild sunny fall days will rapidly process the chlorophyll and leave bright golds, while rainy or hot days will make for more muted colors. Cooler nights soon trigger the production of red and purple pigments, which are thought to act as a sunscreen, further slowing photosynthesis. These red colors are more abundant in healthier plants and may serve to warn insects away toward weaker plants. Eventually, the last sugars are drawn from the leaves and into the branches, trunk, and roots of the tree for storage during the winter. Cells form at the base of the leaf, making it more likely to fall off, and at the twig end, like a scab, sealing the twig off from outside elements. Only the vascular bundles connected to the veins of the leaf hold it to the tree. When the leaf finally falls, its remaining nutrients are recycled into the soil to be used by the tree for future growth. Meanwhile, the bundle scar left on each twig becomes a bud for a new leaf in the spring, when the tree will use its stored energy to grow a new crown. I'm Scott Tinker, wishing you a colorful fall season.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from Schlumberger, helping oil and gas companies increase production and efficiency while lowering environmental impact. You can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.